And the Blades are on the road in Moose Jaw with a 3-0 lead after the first period. It is time for the other side, and a lot of times in the past I've done this, and the Blades have had a good first period, and the live guest says, to heck with it, I don't want to come and talk about my team, especially after that. But Jason Ripplinger is not one of those people, the general manager of the Moose Jaw Warriors, for which I'm appreciative of. But I got to get your take on that opening period first.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a slow start for both teams. They're trying to feel each other out, and then they ended up scoring. I thought we had a good bounce back, and our goal obviously was disallowed, and then they scored again. We had another good bounce back, and then they came back, scored three, and then we kind of they've had the puck more than us.
Do you know what the explanation was as to why the goal was disallowed?
I am assuming when Semenuk went to the net, he maybe bumped the goalie, collided the goalie. That'd be my only thing I can think of.
That was our guess as well, but who knows? It should be announced. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I would like to have had an announcement from PA. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, now let's move forward here. Moose Jaw Warriors, 2 years ago, WHL championship. Went in, all in, got it done. 15 wins last year, not surprising. That's the way it goes with junior hockey. This year so far, year two after winning the championship, 12 wins. You're in seventh place in the conference. Are you where you are, want to be, or thought you would be at?
Yeah, I think so. I think our goal was to probably be 500 by Christmas time, and we're one game below. You know, obviously we made a trade at the beginning of the year there with the goalie. I thought we maybe slipped maybe 3, 4, 5 games that I think we should have had points in, and we just weren't getting the job done. So we acquired Witzke, and he's been great for us. So 12 wins, we're not satisfied, but I think we're on the up.
I'm not surprised at Witzke. I mean, he's shown throughout his time. I remember him even playing a game when he was 15 when it was COVID and there was guys all out all over the place, and he was phenomenal back then. So to get that, how important is that to get that kind of a guy who could be back to you as a 20-year-old even though he's NHL drafted?
Yeah, I mean, we're not expecting him to be back next year, but I thought he was a good mentor for Kyle Jones. You know, I think they got a great relationship, so we got to get Kyle as well. You know, we want him to be our starter next year if Witzke's not back. But it was just important to get kind of a safety net back there.
Trades, they seem to make the world go round for a lot of fans. Everybody wants to see trades happen. We've seen a few. They've always been, though, it seems, this season, player for draft pick. It's been a month since we had player for player. We had one today. The Blades trading Dominic Peter to Spokane. They got Caden Allen. They got the pool kid from Germany who's off to the World Juniors. Kurt Hill from the Edmonton Oil Kings. I love to talk to you GMs in between periods. Kurt Hill told me a couple of Sundays ago, when the one domino falls when it comes to the trades, you're going to see a bunch of deals happen. Was today's the domino deal, or am I way out there?
No, I think it's going to start. The freeze is next week, so I think some teams might try to squeeze in a trade now, and I know there will be lots of talk over the Christmas holidays, and I think once everybody gets back on December 26th, I believe that there'll be some big trades coming.
Do you get involved in that sort of thing as the Moose Jaw Warriors?
I kind of just sit back and just see what everybody else is doing. I just kind of worry about my team and just make sure that if we do have a hole that I need to be aggressive or you know, go out and talk to other GMs just to see if I can fill a hole.
But the goal is to be in the playoffs and maybe steal around and see how you do with this young veteran team that you have.
Yeah, no, that's the goal, is to make the playoffs this year, and I think with our goaltending, I believe that we could upset somebody in the first round.
You and I could talk for a long time, but we can't do that. We've got to cut it off at that point. But I appreciate you coming on, driving from Regina with the highways the way they are, and being here for this game. Thank you, Jason.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Jason Ripplinger is the GM of the Moose Jaw Warriors, joining me here on the other side in the first intermission.